Welcome to part 5 of I Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down. In this hour, we'll take a listen to the Chicago Blues, electrified and amplified during a period known as the Golden Era of the Blues. While World War II ravaged the world, it brought new opportunities to poor black Mississippi sharecroppers. The industrial urban centers of the North, Memphis and Chicago, offered manufacturing jobs at far better pay than most rural workers could dream of. Since the 1920s, large portions of the black population left the rural South. The new industrialization and economic prosperity of the post-war era brought on a mass migration of Southern blacks in unprecedented proportion. Between 1940 and 1950, Mississippi lost one-fourth of its remaining black population. Tired of plantation owners, racial oppression, low wages, poor living conditions, often without electricity and running water, most blacks sought a greener pasture, taking the Illinois Central Railroad or the M&O line straight north to Chicago. Moreover, Mississippi was ruled by racists, and lynchings were an integral part of life for blacks. For many, it was time to go, and they never looked back. Even the ghetto of Chicago was better than whatever they left behind. Many black men had fought in the war overseas, and upon their return, they were no longer content to live as second-class citizens. They wanted a better life, and they moved away en masse. With the exodus of the Mississippi population went the musicians. Along the blocks of Maxwell Street in the south side of Chicago, a rowdy street with infamous nightlife and a bazaar type of atmosphere, blues musicians congregated alongside street vendors and hustlers to play for tips. A similar development was also occurring on Beale Street in Memphis. When a musician moved to Chicago, he was sure to meet up with old friends, people he had known at home, and the street corners brought easy money. In fact, most musicians had more money now than they ever had before. The audience also had money, and the musicians did well. Most could soon afford new clothes and new equipment, such as electric instruments and amplifiers. Now they could be heard in clubs, and the new technology brought on a new sound. The music they played, however, remained the unadulterated Mississippi Delta Blues.
Think twice before you go, baby, this will be the end. Think twice before you go, baby, this will be the end. If you leave me one time, baby, you'll leave me again. Then you ain't suffer with me, baby, then I know you paid your due. Then you ain't suffer with me, baby, then I know you paid your due. If you need me when I need you, then you know you stand accused. Heart, you should be ruling, doing a man who loves you wrong. Break the heart, you should be ruling, doing a man who loves you wrong. I go for a lot of things, but you're a little too strong. Think twice before you go, maybe this will be the end. Think twice before you go, baby, this will be the end. If you leave me one time, baby, you will leave again.
We'll be right back. all right for you. That's all right, no mama. Any way you do, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do. Well, my mama, she done told me. Papa told me too. The life you live in, son, now women be the death for you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do. Yeah, man. I love that woman, but I got to let her go. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do. Babe, now if you don't want me, why not tell me so? You won't be bothered with me around your house no more. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do.
That was John Lee Hooker, Think Twice Before You Go, B.B. King, Please Love Me, and Arthur Big Boy Craddup, That's All Right. By the 1940s, a clique of musicians rose to prominence. The blues scene in Chicago during the 40s and 50s was as vibrant and exciting as any in the great history of American popular music. The star of fame was rising quickly from musicians from the Mississippi Delta who took their music and turned it into a new sound, loud, electric, and brash. Musicians like Robert Nighthawk, Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, Little Walter, B.B. King in Memphis, Willie Dixon, The Howling Wolf, Junior Wells, Sonnyland Slim, Jimmy Reed, Otis Rush, Earl Hooker, Buddy Guy, Elmore James, Jimmy Rogers, and many others continued the sound that was born at the Mississippi Delta and forged the sound that would blast a path clear into the 21st century. This was the golden era of the blues, a time which gave rise to the great masters, the artists which we today still emulate and whose influence was paramount on all of American music that came after it. Muddy Waters once said, "The blues had a baby, and they called it rock and roll." From here, players like Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Bo Diddley, and a whole generation of white musicians like Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis formed the sound that soon after came to be known to generations as rock, the music that would come to shape the sound of American popular culture for the next 50 years and more.
Tears roll down the street. my baby don't love me no more.
Thank you.
You just listened to Elmore James, The Sky is Crying, the original version of Hound Dog done by Big Mama Thornton, and Otis Rush, So Many Roads, So Many Trains. There were many record labels at the time, but none more significant than Chess Records, operated by the Chess Brothers, with Leonard Chess as producer. Many of the best Chicago players recorded for Chess, with the great Willie Dixon as resident composer. Dixon became one of Chicago's most important blues songwriters. Among the Chess lineup was Muddy Waters, from whom we heard earlier when we listened to his Mississippi recording of 1941. He came to symbolize the best of the post-war blues. Muddy Waters is now revered around the world as a blues man of equal stature to Robert Johnson. Here is a song we heard earlier in the program. It was recorded originally by Alan Lomax during his 1941 field recordings at the Stowell Plantation in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Then it was called I Be's Troubled. By 1948, it was renamed as Can't Be Satisfied.
Child, don't you wanna go? Woman, I'm trouble. I be all good now. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all wood mine. Well, baby, I can't never be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. I didn't see not a doggone thing. Woman, I was trouble. I was all wood mine. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep on. Well, I know my little baby, she gon' jump and shout. That old train be late, man, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble. I be all wood mine. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep on dying. I feel like blowing my horn. Well, I woke up this morning, all I had was gone. to the ocean, ocean running into the sea. But don't find my baby, somebody gone, sure bury me. Brooks running to the ocean, man, that ocean running to the sea. Well now, don't find my baby, child, somebody sure gonna bury me. Like days, seemed like my baby would stop her whole evil way. But it seemed like hours and hours, seemed like days. Well now, seemed like my baby child, well child would stop her low down way.